I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. Slate legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick is back with us. She's normally here to comment on judicial rulings, Supreme Court arguments, and the like. But today, our subject is something, well, more tawdry. It's divorce. And here's a news peg, more or less. Liza Minnelli, the entertainer, is suing her estranged husband, David Guest, both for divorce and for theft. And he is countersuing her for $10 million because, well, because he can. And Dahlia Lithwick is well qualified to comment on all this because she spent her first 2 years out of law school at a divorce firm in Reno, Nevada. Dahlia, I had no idea you had such a colorful past.
This is one of my dirty little secrets that severely undermines my credibility as a legal pundit, but there it is.
Well, what about this Liza Minnelli and David Guest thing? Now, they're both in show business. He's a producer. She's an entertainer. They get married. They've only been married for a year, and now they're splitting up. She's saying, he stole my money. He's saying, I put on a bunch of her shows and lost a ton of money.
He's saying more than that. What's really gorgeous about this this suit is that he's suing her for spousal abuse and claiming, among other things, that he's got lifelong brain damage as a result of her beating on him in a hotel room. His attorney says that as a result of her abuse, he has, quote, vertigo, nausea, hypertension, photosensitivity, and phonophobia, quote, which I don't even know what that means. But again, the fact that they can lay that out on paper and then turn around and ask for $10 million in compensation is one of those unique little quirks of the divorce system where some court is actually going to hear this case someday and listen seriously and coherently as his attorney says the word phonophobia.
What was that? What's that kind of turn of phrase that you said divorce attorneys like to quote to one another?
Well, one of the things that we often say to each other is that criminal defense lawyers meet horrible people acting at their very best, and that divorce attorneys tend to meet very, very otherwise nice people acting at their very worst. These are people that you see the night before at the theater, you see them at PTA meetings and soccer games, and you think, what a nice guy. And then you get into divorce court, and suddenly hemorrhaging the dirty secrets. You know, everything. There's always dirty photos under the bed. There's always a secretary. There's always a nurse if you're dealing with a surgeon. And you find out these horrendous things about people. And to boot, they behave so badly in divorce court that both the judges and the attorneys are invariably just feel like they've been dipped in dirt.
Tell me what it was like. What is the best representative case that you can recall from 2 years of working in a divorce firm in Reno?
We definitely had, particularly because the exotic dancer is one of the highest paid professions in Reno. In fact, they were, I found out from looking at their financial declarations, higher paid than I was. And we definitely had a case where the parties were fighting over all the community money in the marriage. Both parties' salaries had gone to her breast enhancements, of which there were, I think, three. And not unreasonably, the husband, on dissolution of marriage, wanted his breast back. We also had an amazing, quote, custody suit that involved some horses because there were no children in the marriage. And one of the partners, when she couldn't get the spouse to take custody of the horse who had become sick, left the horse tethered to the front of our office in downtown Reno. And I remember calling friends in New York law firms, colleagues from law school, and saying, you may think you have a cool job, but I have a horse tethered to the front of my building right now.
Dahlia Lithwick writes the jurisprudence column for Slate.com and no longer practices divorce law. She's living now in Charlottesville, Virginia. Thank you, Dahlia.
My pleasure, Alex.